Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news relating to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm John Anderson. Webcasting as we know it is in serious danger. Recently, the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board approved a rate structure determining how much internet radio stations must pay record labels to play their music. The rates work out to a fraction of a penny per song, but they must be paid for every song streamed to every listener. This adds up in a hurry. For a station like the eclectic and independent Radio Paradise, which during peak times of day can have as many as 12,000 to 15,000 listeners, fractions of a cent suddenly become big money, all payable to Sound Exchange, a de facto collection agency beholden to the Recording Industry Association of America. Bill Goldsmith co-founded Radio Paradise with his wife in 2000 after decades in broadcast radio. Since the newly announced webcasting fee structure is also retroactive to last year, though, Radio Paradise alone is looking at a bill of at least $500,000, not including what it must pay for the songs it's streaming right now. Under the new fee structure, small and mid-sized webcasters have no hope of making enough money to pay what they now owe. Some have already announced they're shutting down, but Goldsmith says Radio Paradise has no plans to go quietly.
The most radical option that's available to us is to move outside of the United States, at least move our station and corporation outside of the United States, even if we stayed here ourselves.
The knock-on effect could very well result in webcasting going the way of traditional radio, homogenized and dominated by big business, the only ones that can afford to pay. This is not the first time webcasters have found themselves in a pinch perpetrated by the music industry, though. In 2002, the Copyright Royalty Board promulgated a similar rate structure that also could have been disastrous. But Goldsmith says they got some legislative intervention to stave off financial strangulation.
At that point, we were able to successfully petition Congress to intervene. They did not dictate the terms of that, but they told the record companies, you will come to an agreement with these people that will allow them to continue in business.
From then until now, operations like Radio Paradise have paid a percentage of revenues to the music industry, much like AM and FM stations do. It will take another act of Congress to keep that option in place. Alternately, a court challenge could force the Copyright Royalty Board to reconsider its decision. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and National Public Radio are considering that strategy. For more on the webcasting shakedown in progress, visit www.savethestreams.org or www.saveourinternetradio.com. You've been listening to Media Minutes, a joint production of the Illinois Initiative for Media Policy Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization dedicated to media democracy. For more information, visit our website at freepress.net.
Copyright board is making me sad. From what they say, the future look bad. They want to shake coins right out of my pants for playing 20s jazz and hot dance. Impending doom is getting me down. Impending doom is getting me down. Send the royalty check to Burt Lown. Impending doom is getting me down. Major labels hold board and sway. They want all streamcasters to pay for every song each listener hears, and this put all of us into arrears. Impending doom is getting me down. Impending doom is getting me down. Strong arm tactics sure make me frown. Impending doom is getting me down. The FM boys not feeling our pain, saying, why should webcasters complain? Just charge for ads and swallow your pride. Then you can let the market decide. Impending doom is getting me down. Impending doom is getting me down. Commercial drivel don't make a good sound. Impending doom is getting me down. Outra example, music diversity only proved that our speech is not free. This make us cry right into our beers to the great music of Britney Spears. Impending doom is getting me down. Impending doom is getting me down. RIAA is a four-letter noun. Impending doom is getting me down. The major music industry scheme is to shut down every tiny web stream to get independents out of business so the big boys can take over, I guess. Impending doom is getting me down. Impending doom is getting me down. Turn off the server, last one to leave town. Impending doom is getting me down.